Blog Talk Radio.
It's another Mommy Monday. Hi, how are you? This is Kristen Cruz, and tonight joining me for another wonderful week on Mom Angelus Radio, it's Laura Nickerson. How's it going, Laura?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm good. We're overcoming technical difficulties. I'm actually trying to overcome myself that I'm actually listening to Justin Bieber right now. But
what has happened to the world? That's terrible.
The kid is sorry. It's the name of his track, Sorry. And he's asking for forgiveness, poor guy. So I don't know, Justin. We'll think about it. It's a long list.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready, Justin. I'm not ready to let it go, okay? I'm still mad.
She's still really upset with you. But we'll give it some time. I have to say, you know, I've already been listening to my Christmas holiday music because, you know, I'm Christmas crazy. That's just how I am. And Justin Bieber actually has some of the best Christmas music. It's a true story.
What?
It's true. It's true. You know, I have my Michael Bublé station on Pandora. I love my Bublé Christmas. I love my, you know, original kind of jazzy Christmas music. But believe it or not, and you should get on board if you're not, Justin Bieber has some really good Christmas music. Really? What do you like?
You know, I have a problem. Here's the thing. I have one Christmas song. When it comes out every year, I burst into tears instantly.
Oh, no.
And then call my friend, who also burst into tears just at me mentioning the fact that I heard the song and started crying. It's the Shoes song.
No!
You know what I'm talking
about? Please don't tell me
it's
the Christmas Shoes. No.
It's the Christmas Shoes. I can't take it.
The Christmas Shoes.
No, even if I start talking about it, I'm getting a little teary. I'm getting
a little teary
just thinking about it. Yeah.
You and my mom loves the Christmas Shoes song so much. Did you know that there's an accompanying book that they wrote about the Christmas Shoes?
Even better, there's a Lifetime TV movie that I have also watched.
Oh, my gosh,
Laura. And then I hate myself.
I see you in a whole
bit.
New light. Well, at least I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now. You don't have the book. You clearly need the companion book and a box of tissue. Oh, my goodness. Well, tonight,
I know what I'm going to get you for.
What?
I was just going to say that we have this really cool guest coming on tonight with Design My Treats, and they are a gift that I've got to get for you and everybody else. So tell me about it.
Oh, thank you. I love this. Well, okay, this is all about treats and good food and awesome baking happening here in L.A. But the great thing about this is it's a company called Design My Treats, and it was created from a mom and mom's brain, and the light bulb went off because she was traveling with her kids on a flight to New York, and it was actually some technology, some kids' games that were going on right in front of her that put that light bulb off in her head and said, I have an idea. And then she actually followed through with it and successfully created the company Design My Treats. Darian, are you on the phone with us right now?
I am on the phone. How are you tonight? Hi.
We're great. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so inspired by your story, and I'm so excited
that
Laura's buying me Christmas treats from your company, Design My Treats.
They're really good. It's really fun.
Of course they are. Yeah, it sounds like a really fun company. Okay, so you're talking to moms who, we love cute things. I'm a really sloppy DIYer. I don't think Laura's any better.
I'm like the Picasso of DIY. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really fun because kids love to do that too. And a lot of times, like as you mentioned, you know, we were on the plane and they were just doing all this fun, like, you know, treats on their apps. And I was like, wow, how cool would it be if you could actually press a button and actually get that treat? And so that's what started it, because it was like they were doing it themselves. And then when we did get back to LA, I was like, let's do it. Let's look at that picture. I had this saved it to my phone. I said, we're going to make it. And we made this cake pop with their school logo and the sprinkles and the chocolate. And they had the best time. And that's what started all of this, because everyone likes to do things themselves. And that's why I love this concept of this company, Design My Treats, because people call me, they're like, I have this idea, and they just want me to execute it. I'm like, awesome, because they come up with these amazing ideas that I would never think of. And it's fun because I get to you know, be the creative one to actually make their dream happen for whatever party theme that they're having. And that's what's really fun. And kids get involved, too. I have a whole kids section where kids can design their own artwork, and then I can print it out on a cookie or put it on a cupcake, and it's fun.
Darian, that is so amazing. But you're talking about it like it was sort of simple, and we all know, especially as moms, that the leap from I want to do that to actually doing it is a pretty big chasm at times. I mean, how do you get a business like that off the ground?
Well, it does, you know, it gets challenging trying to balance everything. I just feel fortunate that, you know, I can, right now I have a license that I can do it from my home. And so at least I can try to balance everything. And, you know, I do the baking and the decorating and everything at home, but at least I can still be there for the kids. So I would say, you know, it's definitely, you know, juggling a lot of balls in the air, but it's a fun project that, you know, when I'm not doing it for the business, it's a fun thing for the kids to get involved in when, you know, it's not when it's not work time. So,
you know,
so
it sounds like so much fun, and the best thing about it is you get to be a working mom and making your work around you so that you can raise your family and be involved in their mom for them. You know, the thing I need to ask you, though, is you're doing so much baking and creating with food. Did you have a background at all, a culinary or cooking background to kick this off?
And you're not going to believe it, and this should be an inspiration for anyone who does have a dream and wants to just go out there and try it. My background is fashion design. I was a fashion designer for 20-plus years, and I would do really intricate designs, and then I would do lots of, you know, after that I did lots of artwork for the kids, and it got to the point where it was like I couldn't do any more paintings and stuff. There was no more space on the walls, and so I really, like, took that desire to want to create and just started doing it for kids, my kids' parties. And I would really kind of go over the top with the treats that would be at their birthday parties. And then it just kind of, like, went from there where people would be like, wow, where'd you order those? And I would say, oh, I did it myself. And it was one, you know, one person would say, oh, can you do it for me? I'm like, sure. And that's how it really, you know, started after, you know, I had the idea on the plane, you know, so it went from there, but it was really, I kind of ran out of wall space for my artwork, and this was great because I can create, and then it doesn't stay in my house. So that's
right,
what I love.
Right. You can eat it. You can eat it and start all over again.
Yes, yes.
Hey,
that is a problem that I do have to taste the food to make sure it's okay.
Look, Darian, I think I gained 5 pounds just looking at your website, okay?
Oh, you're so funny. You're funny. Well, you know what the fun thing is? It's personalizing everything. Like right now, I'm like, as you know, right before calling in, you know, on Photoshop creating Thanksgiving seating card cookies for someone. And it's just a fun way to just celebrate things in a different way instead of just having your, you know, paper seating cards. So, you know, that's what's going on for Thanksgiving and cupcakes that, you know, look like everything that you'll see on your table. I do all these, like, fondant, like, decorative pumpkin pies and turkeys and peas and carrots and all these, like, fun things to put on a cupcake. So
it's just
fun.
It's so cool because it really is, and it's as fun as it sounds. You got to go to the website, too. It's designmytreats.com. There's a link on LaMangelis.com, of course, because it's one of our favorite clients, one of our favorite people, and just it's so cool. But, you
Thank you.
Check it out. You're welcome. It's true, and there's a blog, and there's everything. But, you know, I have to say that it's an inspiring story as much as it is inspiring the creative in you because, you know, I think the slogan is like, you dream it, we can make it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you have the vision, we can create it.
That's true. Like, it sparks that creativity in you. You've got the holidays coming up. You've got the family coming in. OMG, don't even get me started. My family's coming in on Friday already.
Panic.
But, you know, you've got all these things happening. You've got the teacher's gift to think of. You've got your clients to send out gifts to.
I was just
going to
say teacher's gifts. Like for Thanksgiving, I'm doing like Rice Krispie treats with kids' pictures on it to give to the teacher saying we're so thankful for you. And that's the fun thing because everything is personalized. Everything is customized. Whatever it is you want, we make it. So with your photo, with whatever you want to say. So that's what's funny. When you ask what my training was, to be honest, it's really funny, and this is what's inspiring. I've taken my first two classes just this past month that I've ever taken in this area in baking. Just two. And everything I learn, I really learn on YouTube and on tutorials that I see online and through Instagram. So it really, I'm self-taught besides
incredible.
You know, my design background. But
well,
in this
if I
area,
start to bake,
really...
I mean, you end up with like flat pancakes. So I definitely would need many more classes than that. But I want to know because I think a lot of people listening are going to think the same thing that I'm thinking, which is, ooh, Christmas gifts. What are some of the options? Can you order like a smaller amount or a bigger amount? And can you order in time for the holidays?
Sure, of course. So a lot of the things I'm doing are cookies, cupcakes, Rice Krispie treats, brownies. But what a lot of people are doing this year are like personalized like holiday cards, but they're on a cookie. So like you can send like your family photo and, you know, you can just say happy holidays like with your family name on it. And so that's a big hit. So I would say that's probably the biggest hit that I'm getting the most orders on are the holiday cookie cards. And then people writing like personalized cookie messages or even like Dear Santas on cookies. So,
you know, Laura has been called the queen of cheap. In fact, she called herself that, actually.
Hair talk.
It's true, which is looking for cheap things for families to do in L.A. for us. But, you know, I just have to say, on that note, you're kind of killing two birds with one stone here because it is a card and a gift all in one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, you're doing that card sentiment, which I love. You're getting the family photo on there, which we all do now. And it is a gift. It is technically.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I box it like a gift, you know, like I make it very fancy and nice. And the latest thing I actually did was, which I actually made look like gifts. I made Rice Krispie treats, but I wrap them in decorative fondant, which is like a marshmallow coating. So I wrap them to actually look like a gift. So they're presents.
So
that's really fun
that.
Too. Because then you can personalize. I put little miniature like gift tags on the little fondant Rice Krispie treats, and you can like personalize it to whomever you're sending it to, and you can send them like a little box of gifts, but they're Rice Krispie treats.
You're
you
so
know,
creative.
Diane, that sounds so insanely cute. I'm just wondering, though, I can see this in my head. Has anyone ever sent you an order that's like, you know, the divorce cookies or something really crazy that they wanted you to write or put on one of your desserts? Like, I hate you. Rah, you know, here's a cookie.
Eat my face or whatever, like a picture of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That sounds bad, but yeah.
That didn't come out right. But, you know, have there been any crazy orders? Like, what's your craziest project to date? Or maybe one of your favorites? Oh, no. We lost Darian.
Did we lose her?
Because you offended her with your question.
I didn't talk about the cookie face, okay, lady?
But you had to throw out the divorce cookie? I mean, come on. You just
salted
in her sugar.
I would probably do that. I would do that.
Okay, she's back.
Did we lose
because,
her?
Okay. Yeah, all right. Hi, Darian.
Sorry, I'm back on.
Hi.
So sorry. I don't know if my phone died or
okay.
I disconnected, but I'm so sorry.
We figured that with the question we posed, you just decided, like, these chicks are crazy.
Oh, my God, that's
but,
so funny. Yeah. So you have to pose the question again because I didn't hear it because something happened to the phone.
Laura, this is your do-over.
Okay, well, we were asking, now I got to ask the same question. So I was wondering if anyone had you send or create something that was either really mean, like a divorce cookie, or if it was really crazy, like what kind of crazy desserts have you had to make?
I have to say, I think maybe Fortune, I was out of town for this one, so I could not do this one, but it was a very funny request. And what it was for was even funnier. Somebody told me they wanted chocolate toilets for a wedding. So I couldn't figure any of that out. I was like,
what? No.
I didn't even know where to go with that one. So that was probably the most bizarre request. And I was like, I'm
brownie.
So sorry, I'm going to be
sure.
out of town.
I'm so sorry.
But that was the most
bizarre, but no, I haven't gotten the divorce cookie yet. Although
okay.
I guess I can send something and it'll be crumbs.
Oh,
some
no.
broken pieces. But yeah, but that was probably the most bizarre. But it is funny. I mean, someone was actually doing an incredible charity recently, and it wasn't a bizarre request. It was just something I had never done. That was on orcas. And it was incredible because it was to save the orcas. They have this passion. They're doing this whole charity on saving the orcas from SeaWorld. And it was amazing. And it was
wow.
just like one of these things. I, you know, thank goodness for Amazon Prime, I was able to get right away an orca cookie cutter. But, you know, it's really like I will really, like, but it's not like I stock an orca things and, you know, in my
yeah.
supplies. But, you know, it sure. was one of those things that it was amazing. It was just everything from the orca cake to the orca cookies. And, you
oh
know,
gosh.
But that's what I love about my customers. Like, yeah, whatever you have in mind, you know, with technology today, I can press a button and yes, I can get that cookie cutter for you. So.
And this is so cool because, and that's one of the things I love the most about this story is the technology aspect of it. Because Darian
oh
started
gosh,
this.
Yeah.
I mean, on a plane, going to New York with her kids, they're playing apps. She saw, you know the apps, too, where they get to make their own little cute foods. And
yeah,
you're like,
exactly.
I want to eat that. I want to eat. Right.
Right, exactly.
And like, it looks so good. And then Darian goes, let's make that happen, and let's make it happen for anybody who wants it. Anybody can dream it up.
Right.
And that's where designmytreats.com comes in. So then you can go online. You can get it, your order. You can go right to her website and get it there. Mm-hmm. Everything is so high-tech. Like, it's so 21st century mom. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to send you guys a box of cookies so you can try them yourself.
Woo!
So, yeah.
Chocolate toilets for
fun.
You, Laura. Laura, you get the chocolate toilets.
You know
toilets.
What? I would be honored to get your chocolate toilets. That's all I got to say. I just have one final question for you, Darian, because
yeah, sure.
I was just thinking, I'm picturing you at home, you know, baking these amazing treats and all day long around, like, the most beautiful, warm kitchen, and it's all amazing. Do you ever, at the end of the day, be like, oh, my gosh, I cannot look at another dessert. I've got to eat a salad right now.
I wish I can say that. I mean, I do eat a lot of salads because I'm a vegetarian, but I do have to say there have been times where I just dump whatever leftovers I have in the trash because it does get to that point where I'm like, okay, I filled this order. There are leftovers. I can't eat another sweet thing. And sadly,
to me.
I've also given them to the homeless people down the street. Like, you know, I do like share some of that with others. So
I was just thinking,
cut
to me, you know, rifling through your garbage can.
Well, listen, Darian,
oh,
I'm sorry. I'm so excited to hear that you're a vegetarian, too, because I'm hoping that if I were to put in an order for vegan cookies, you knew I was going there, Laura. If I were to put in an order for vegan cookies, you could probably figure that out, too, for me, right?
I probably could figure that out. I have never tried it, but I probably could figure it out and enjoy it, too.
Yes, they'll be delicious because she's that mom at school that brings, like, the awesome cake pops that nobody else can make.
Thank you.
You're
thank
the best.
Thank you.
Designmytreats.com. Go there. Order all your Christmas gifts early. Get it done now. I'm trying to get my shopping off the
yes,
list.
Yes.
Anyways, this is
early,
a great
early
way to do
is
it.
Better.
Early is better. Yes. Especially for Darius. Is like, please, early is better for
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
But this has been such a treat to talk to you. Thank you for telling us your story.
Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You got it.
Pleasure. Thank you.
So, Laura, I think that you and I, we worked really hard during this interview, so we deserve
yeah.
some sangria. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have
yeah.
them right now.
Mm-hmm.
That feels good. And I'm going to enjoy the rest of my Mommy Monday because, like I said, you know I have two Christmas trees up in my house already, right? You know that, right?
You're so ambitious.
You know about me?
You're so ambitious.
I know.
I haven't
I'm
even
Christmas
gotten
crazy.
My Halloween decorations down. Yeah.
Oh, girl. I'm going to have to come over
well,
to
enjoy
your
sangria.
Thank
enjoy
you.
Enjoy those
I
beautiful trees. And enjoy your Mommy Monday. I'm going to do the same.
Yay! And then we'll be back here next Monday. I know it's a holiday week, and, you know, people are going out of town for the holiday, and classes are being postponed. Our children's choir isn't meeting this Sunday. I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, so all these things are happening, but we're still going to be here on Monday because, as moms, we know that during the holidays is when we need each other most. We can't just abandon
right.
ship now. Yes, I've got
no,
family.
No, we don't get
You've
that
got
Monday off.
Oh no. We don't. We don't get anything. Yeah. We never get a Monday off. We don't get sick time. So we make it happen.
No.
So we're going to be here for you again on Mom Angeles Radio. Go MomAngeles.com. Go to BlogTalkRadio.com, KristenCruz.me. Laura, what is your at Knickerburger on Twitter? I know that one because it makes me laugh every time I say Knickerburger.
I'm Knickerburger on Instagram and Twitter, and you can also find me at LauraNickerson.com.
Laura Nickerson, thank you so much for being here for another Mommy Monday. We're going to be back next Monday, and until then, have a great week. We'll see you later.